After the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, Jehovah said to Yahshua, son of Nun, Moses' servant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the children of Israel. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates. All the Hittite country to the Great Sea, where the sun sets. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous. I think I have said more than once that life is like a race. Today I know that there are many who may be listening to this audio who had to wave farewell in death to a loved one. To go through this situation is somewhat complicated. In the Lord, we know that it is a see you later. Those individuals who accompany those in our life race is a complicated matter. Even if we know that those who died with God in their heart go to heaven, we know that they leave us an emptiness here on earth. And many times that emptiness tends to turn into pain, a pain that often we cannot bear. But I want to give advice to those individuals who right now are going through this situation. Find refuge in God. He is the only one who can fill that emptiness that remained in your heart. You will cry, and perhaps many questions will jump into your mind, because we not understand why we could be going through this, which we consider to be a tragedy. I have learned that besides the fact that in God there are no setbacks, there are advances, and that what we could consider to be a tragedy, for God is not a tragedy. For those who die in Christ, for those who die in the Lord, something is for sure. They beat us in the race of life. They reached the goal that we all want to reach. We want to get there well, and we who are still alive have strength in the Lord to get up every morning and continue fighting. Keep moving forward toward the purpose which He has established for each of us. Let me tell you, my beloved friend, we have a purpose, and we have two options. We either decide to stay behind in the race of life and stop fighting, or we can take the purpose that the Lord has given us and move forward. Move forward. We all go through complicated moments. Of course, it does not have to be waving farewell to a loved one in death, or it could be a difficult situation within your family at home. Maybe a money situation, something that is robbing you of your peace and is filling you with preoccupation. There are obstacles in this life race, obstacles which we must learn to deal with skillfully. However, when we try to do it in our own strength and under our own knowledge, we will be inclined to get tired. We will be inclined to simply think it is better to throw in the towel and do not continue moving forward. It is easier to give up. It is easier to think that we can no longer go on. It is easier to leave things the way they are and give in to the winds of life and see where they take us. but at the end, they will take us nowhere. It is there that we need the strength, the power from heaven, and therefore, again and again, the advice is, separated from God, we can do nothing. This young man from the story that we just read in Joshua chapter 1, whose name is the same, Joshua, a young man who had had a good teacher in life since he was incredibly young, maybe an adolescent, had been serving with Moses. Moses had been a very good leader, so much that he had taken the people of Israel out of Egypt. He had lived for which God had prepared him to do. He fulfilled his purpose in life, but now the people of Israel needed to enter the place which God had promised to them. Nevertheless, the time for Moses to depart had arrived, so God now told Joshua, "Joshua, get ready, because now it is your turn. Now it is your turn to lead these people into the promised land." And Joshua was ready. He was getting ready, of course he was. But he felt discouraged at times. At times he felt cheerful. At times he lived through ups and downs. But there he learned to know God. Moses taught him to know the God of ups and downs. He learned to be faithful. He learned to be meek. He learned many good things, because in life, you have to keep your eyes wide, your ears wide open to hear what comes from God. Because the real life is not the one we are living. It's not the one the world had taught us to live. The real life is the one that comes from God. He designed us. So it is the life which is accompanied by a purpose that gives it meaning, the why and for what we do things daily. Joshua learned it, but perhaps he never prepared himself at any time for what he had to face at that instant. There are things that take us by surprise, don't they? Many times we think that it's never going to happen to us, that it's never going to occur to us. However, the moment arrives in which these situations present themselves. But we never prepared ourselves, never prepare ourselves for those life complicated situations. Never prepare ourselves for those situations. So it is hard for us quite often. It is hard when they appear in our life and we cannot confront them. They are complicated situations. But we almost face them at some point, just like they are good situations that appear and we enjoy. Life is full of them. Not everything is bad. But Joshua had not prepared himself for that difficult instant in life. So when his moment arrived, when Moses' moment to depart with God arrived, Joshua cried a lot. Because at times we think that our loved ones will be there forever. At times we are so innocent, you could say, or perhaps imprudent to think that we must continue living our life just the same, normal, that there are things that will skip us, that will never happen to us. But if we do not watch out, if we are not prudent, they will knock at our door and we won't be prepared. We must prepare ourselves for everything, my beloved friends. Sadly, Joshua was not prepared and cried over Moses. But after God gave him space to cry over him, he approached him and said to him once more, Joshua, my servant Moses has died. Joshua, my servant Moses has died, but the work must continue. Life goes on, my beloved Joshua. You must continue the race. So, get up and be very courageous. Get up and be very courageous, so you will continue moving on throughout this race. What I promise you, Joshua, is that just as I was with Moses, I will always be with you. This is God's promise to you today. Get up and be courageous. Confide in. Learn to trust and rest in God. Learn not to ask questions, because you will not obtain an answer. Just believe and understand that in this life, we all go through something similar. But we must get up. We have a race ahead of us. You can either throw in the towel, or you can keep going forward. Remember that God is telling you, I am with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. The Lord is telling you, I am with you. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, that you show us instantly each time we open our eyes. It is true. Many times we can be a bit sad. Other times, Lord, we can enjoy a smile in our face. But we can understand that your voice sustains us today, that your peace surrounds us, and that we have to get up. Today, I pray for each person who is sitting in a corner, who is thrown on the floor crying. Today, Lord, I ask that their strength is renewed so they can be lifted. Lifted, Lord, to remain in you and see your faithfulness so your purpose is fulfilled in each of them, just like it was in Joshua. Let them hear that today. It is time to get up. It is time to keep going forward, as there are many things waiting for each of them. I bless their lives, Lord. I thank you today. Amen. This was a translation from a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time.